President of the Yulapan movement, Ronnie Small, said the Junior Pan Fest will be staged in October outside of the traditional carnival season. Mr. Small said the decision was taken as a result of the challenges which disrupted teaching and learning throughout the school system.
We've made a decision with investigation and conversation with the Ministry of Education in terms of how on where we could place Junior Pan, and because of the volcanic eruption and the pandemic, you know, the school wasn't in progress for quite a while, so the arrangers weren't getting the opportunity to go and do any pan lessons or pan classes. So we decided to move it to October to give the arrangers some time, even during the summer, you know what I mean? And even during the summer, there are a lot of training and summer programs, so it would even benefit the bands.
Mr. Small said there has also been an increase in the number of steel bands taking part in this year's Panorama competition, which is being held at an event dubbed Pankai Mass.
We have 7 bands. I mean, we haven't really had that amount of bands in the senior Panorama in a while. Because of the type of carnival we were planning, I mean, the CDC was looking at cost. We decided that we wanted to put the 3 components together instead of separate them and, you know, having 3 different shows and 3 different shows to pay for. But at this particular point, I mean, we had a pan launch about a couple Sundays back with minimum marketing. You know, I mean, we had a tremendous turnout. You know, I mean, people have been following the events of the Yulapan Pan movement, and you know, it caught me by surprise. You know, I mean, I know that Pan at this particular moment, at this particular time, can stand on its own.
And Mr. Small said this year's Panorama competition will only feature local steel pan players and arrangers.
There's a rule this year that it's all local. It's all local Panorama. Because, you know, over the years, we would have brought in Trinidad arrangers. The bands this year voted to be an all-local Panorama, which actually the Panorama is called, which is creating some serious buzz, Battle of the Locals. Local. And so Jomo and Hero and GP and them might have to fight up. Before, the intensity is very high, simply because when the Trinidad arrangers come, there's a prediction that is one of them going to win the Panorama. Now, with all local arrangers, you really can't tell who's going to win.
President of the Yulapan movement, Rodney Small. Pankai Mass, an event that features steel pan calypso and mass, is slated for Saturday, July 3rd at Carnival City Victoria Park. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Carnival Update.
It's a festival, yes, for one and all, so come play your parts, whether big or small. Please come along, come share this joy underneath the sun.